that mincha bo bisor, from mincha bo bisorin, seyech nami, the wood yelim, which turned out from mincha nisachim, that there also you need gimelugim, here also you need gimelugim. Seyech nami, slamaisi, couldn't learn out from the word bashemen, but the more before learning out, even without the word bashemen, there are other words turn out. But that's the maskana, that the ma'isa by the minchas kain gadol, you have to have gimel ilugin of shemen. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be loy minu kain achatachtav? Let's say they did not appoint another kain gadol. The first kain gadol died in the morning after he brought his minchas baboiker, and now in the afternoon they did not appoint another kain gadol of a chlal. It takes a while till they appoint another one. So what do we do all this time now with the rest of the minchas? So it says, Mishalmi Haisakrei, but Mashmali, you still have to bring this Chavit to Kohen Gadol. Who brings it though? Who has to pay for it? So Rabbi Shimon Aim and Mishal Tzibur. It comes Mishal Tzibur, they have to pay for it. Rabbi Yudu Aim and now, Mishal Yorshim, that the Yorshim of the Kohen Gadol, they have to pay for it. Ushleim Haisakrei, but Nechlam, they do not have to bring it. Machtas Baboika, Machtas Berev, but they can bring the whole thing. Rashi says, Ushleim Isar and Shalom Baboika. V'yisarim ben abayim, kol zman shekrev mishal tzibor. When it's brought mishal tzibor, and then both in the morning and the afternoon, it's brought b'shleimus. In other words, whether it's brought mishal tzibor, or whether it's brought mishal yoshim, so that the mishnah is being mechadish now, that when you don't have a kohen gadol, and some they're bringing it, then it has to be brought a shalom, a whole yisarim has to be brought b'boika, and a whole yisarim has to be brought ben abayim. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanim, learn like this. Kohen Gadol Shemes, in case where Kohen Gadol died, follow me, no Kohen Achatachtov, and in between the time until they appointed another Kohen Gadol, that is what this while that takes, until they appoint another Kohen Gadol, so minayin, how do we know? Shetei Mincha Sekrevim Mishal Yoshim, that still the Mincha Chavitim has to be brought every single day, and who has to pay for this Mincha? The Yoshim, the children of the Kohen Gadol. This the pasuk says, "V'yakoyin haMashiach tachtov is mibon of Yasoi soy." From his children, we should do this. Meaning to say, in a case where there's no kohen gadol, his children from the yoshim, they have to pay to have the mincha brought every single day. Yochlai would have thought to say, "Yakrivenu chatzoyim." Now that it's brought every day, we should bring half of the yisorim baboika and half of the yisorim ben abay in the same way the kohen gadol would do it. At this Talmud Lehem, no, the pasuk says, "Oisa." Means kula v'lechetzia. It says mibon of yasa oisa mashmit the whole thing that they only have to bring a one isorin a day the whole thing and not a shnei chatzoyim. Smara says dibur Reb Yehuda. These are the words of Reb Yehuda that the yoshim have to pay for this minchas chavitim. Rabbi Shimon says the pasuk says choyk oilam in the same pasuk which means the same mishal oilam. That no, it's brought Mishal Tzibur, Rashi says, meaning Mitrumas Aleshcha. Mishal Oilam means when there's korban from the Tzibur, the Trumas Aleshcha, that's the money that has to take, that's the money that's used to pay for the Minchas Chavitim. Then the Potter says, Kolo Taktir, the whole thing has to be burnt. That Shetekula Bihaktara, the whole thing has to be burnt. No part of it is eaten, there's no Shirayim to be eaten by the Kohen Gadol. Or else Rashi says, it means to say also, Shleim Mabloi Chatzoyim, that the whole thing has to be brought at one time, and not half in the morning, half in the evening. Since there's no Kohen Gadol now, it's brought for Shleimus. The other one says, V'hai HaKohen HaMashiach, L'yochu D'yosu, the children of us, this Pasuk is coming to teach us, that the children have to bring the Mincha, or Miboyle, we need this Pasuk like we learned, Zeh Korbin Aaron Obonov, Ashe Yakrivu L'Hashem B'yom Mimoshach Oysoi, that the Yom HaChinuch, when the Kohen first starts to do the Avodah, he also has to bring his Minchas Chavitim. Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yei Aaron uvon of Makrivim, Korban Echod, it'd be enough both Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, and his children, the first day when they have the Chinuch, that they need this Minchas Chavitim, maybe it's enough for them to be Yotze with their fathers, with the Kohen Gadol's Mincha. Talmud Lehem, this the Pasuk says, no, Ashi Yekrivu Lashem, means Aaron Bifnei Atzmoy, uvon of Bifnei Atzmoy, that Aaron has to bring his own Minchas Chavitim, and his children also, a regular Kohen Hedyut, the first day when he starts to do the Avoid, his Yom HaChinuch, he also has to bring a special Minchas Chavitim. So we dash in, born of Elokanim Hedyotis. So at home you're telling me, Kahanim Hedyotis, it means that Kohen Hedyut also has to bring B'Shas HaChinuch, Aminchas Chavitim. Vayeinu mevinatat huay yelakanem gedoy. The Mevinat Pasuk only means a Kohen Gadol has to bring this Minchas Chavitim. Ki Shuwayim, when the Pasuk says, V'yakoyin ha-Mashiach tachta mibonov, haray Kohen Gadol omar. There's the Pasuk that said that Kohen Gadol has to bring this Minchas Chavitim. If so, Hormani Mikhaim, what do we do with the first Pasuk of Bonov? That the children also? So now we darshan, Eilu Kanem had Yoytet, teach us that a regular Kohen also. The Yom Chinuch, when he starts to do the Avodah, he also has to bring the special Mincha. So Mor says, Mkeim, if so, Lichtov, Kurva, the Pasuk say, HaKohen HaMashiach, Tachtov, the Pasuk should have said, Bonov Yaseh. Just should have said, HaKohen HaMashiach, Tachtov, Bonov Yaseh. My mi bonov. What's the pasuk? What's the lashon of mi bonov? Ishamat minay tat. Here we hear two things. Enachnami b'shach. The Kohen Gadol is alive. It's his mincha to be brought. But after the Kohen Gadol is niftan, you don't have a new Kohen Gadol yet. The pasuk says mi bonov. Mashma. Sometimes the yoshim, the children themselves, have to pay for the minchas chavitim. When is that? That's when the Kohen Gadol died before they appointed another one. So it's brought mishal yoshim. So these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Then was the question, Rabbi Shimon, Hay Oysa Mayobadlei. What does Rabbi Shimon do with this pasuk when it says Oysa? Shemor says, Mi boyle Rabbi Shimon needs this pasuk the Kohen Gadol Shemes. Umino acha tachta, when they point to another Kohen Gadol. So now when you have a second Kohen Gadol, Shelo Yovi Chatzi Yisor Mi Beisoi, that he cannot just bring a Chatzi Yisor from his house. In other words, the first Kohen Gadol brought the Chatzi Yisor Baboika. Then he was Nifta. Now they appointed a second Kohen Gadol. So he has to bring now a Chatzi Yisor Ben Abayim. So it's not enough for him just to bring a Chatzi Yisor and a flower from his house. And also, V'loi Chatzi Yisor and Sharishan, he cannot use the other half from the morning's Kohen Gadol. But rather now, as we had before, he has to bring the whole Yisor in the afternoon and use only half of it. That's what the Bishimon does with this Pasuk of Oysa. Not to teach us that it comes Mibonov, but just teach us that he has to bring his own Isarin, the complete Isarin, when he starts off in the afternoon. For the Gemara, but typically min umachatiso, let him make the drasha from the Vav umachatiso. As we said before, we dash in this machatiso berav. So Mora says, Vav le darash, Rabbi Shimon does not dash in the Vav. So if he needs this process to teach us that halacha, that we appoint another Kohen Gadol that day, in the afternoon he has to bring a complete Isarin. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Hai Chai Koilom, Hai Yavid Lei. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with the Pasuk Chai Koilom? He said that when the Kohen Gadol dies, the Mincha is brought from the Yoshim. If so, what do we do with the Pasuk Chai Koilom, which is Mashma that they brought from Mishal Tzibur? So he says, Chuka Lierlom Tei. This is a Chuka that should always be. Rashi says, Shetei Mitzvah Zun Heges L'Dairus. This Mitzvah should always be Naig. Not only Bishman Aaron, but Lederus also. Then Kule talked to Lomali, what only the pastor said, all things should be burnt. So, Miboy Lekatan, like we learned, Ein Liyel El Yoyno, Minchas Kohen Gadol, Bekolo Tokter. And this Mincha of the Kohen Gadol, it says, Kule talked to those things should be burnt. Vitachtoyno, the next Mincha talks about Minchas Kohen Hedyot, where regular Kohen Hedyot brings a Mincha. The other pasuk says, Beloy Teichel. There's not a lot eat from it. There's no Shirayim, not a lot eat from the Shirayim. So by the Kohen Gadol it says, like the mitzvah says, that those things should be burnt. And by the Kohen Hedyot it says, his mincha loy toichin al arit from it. So minan, how do we know, litin esayimah shal zeh bezeh, v'yasayimah shal zeh bezeh, that both halachas apply to both. That the mitzvah is by both of them a mincha, as Kohen Gadol, and a regular mincha that a Kohen Hedyot brings, his private mincha has to be kulo tokter. The whole thing has to be burnt. There's a mitzvah says to burn the whole thing. And also there's a lav not eat from it. How do we know this? Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Kolol Gzeira Shava. That's his extra word, Kula Tokter here, for Gzeira Shava. The Nemakana says over here, Kolol, the Nemalahalan Kolol. If so, Makan, the Kolol, the Kolol Tokter, is Aflahalan, the Kolol Tokter. That's what we do with this extra Pasuk here. Umalahalan, Litan, Loisase, Alachilosoi. That's like by Kohen Hedyot. If a Kohen would eat from the Shirayim, he'd be over a lav. Is Afkan Yerosa by Kohen Gadol? Litan loisa se alachilosa, it's allowed not to eat from the Kohen Gadol's mincha. Now, the Gemara says, so up until now, where does this mincha chavita come when the Kohen Gadol is mace? Does it come from the Yarshan, like Rabbi Yehuda says? Rabbi Shimon says, no, it comes from the Shal Tzibur. Now, the Gemara says, is that true? Vesov, Rabbi Shimon. Mishal Tzibah D'Raisa, that Mia D'Raisa, the Minchas Kohen Gadol, comes Mishal Tzibah from Trumas HaLishcha. We have the Kohen Gadol's Niftah, if you have tonight, we learn like this, Omer Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Shiva Devorim, there are seven things, Heskinu Bezdin, the Bezdin made it to Kohen, Mash Metzonim with Rabbanin, V'zeh Echad, and this is one of them, that are the Kechovim, She'esholach, Oilosoy, Memdina Sayom, if a goy sent a korbanelo from Medina Sayyam outside of Israel, so sholach imo nisachim. If the goy sent along nisachim, very good. Kvayvim mishaloi will take it from his own money, from his where his that he sent. But if him lav, in case the goy did not send the nisachim and mincha to be brought with his korbanelo, kvayvim mishal tzibur, that the tzibur spends money to take out the money from the tzibur to bring the mincha and nisachim for the goy's korban. And the same thing with Chen Ger Shemei, so the Ger died. So Niach Zuach Mefto V'Kabonis. So again, Yeshto in the Sark and Kraven Mishaloi. If he had money or he had flour to be brought for Mincha, we use his. V'Yim Lav, if he does not have it, Kraven Mishal Tzibor. That's one Takana, one of the seven Dvorim. Another thing is, Utenai Bezdin, Utenai Bezdin, that Kohen Gadol Shemeis, V'Leiminu Kohen Achatachta, that did not appoint yet another Kohen Gadol. That's a special takanas bezdin that the money is taken Mishal Tzibur. It's coming from the Trumas HaLishcha. It's good as the Kasha. How could you say Rav Shimon all this midi Raisa? And here Rav Shimon says this is one of the seven things that bezdin made at takanas. It's tonight bezdin. Mash Masoni midi Rabbana, not midi Raisa. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Avu, I tell you, Shnei takanas hoyu. There were two different takanas over here. That di Raisa midi Tzibur. Midi Raisa, true Rabbi Shimon says, as Minchas Kohen Gadol, after his mace, before the appointed next one, it's also brought Mishal Tzibur. But Kivon, the Chazot, the Kamitcha, Lishcha. There was a big strain upon the Lishcha. The Rashi brings down the Beis Hamikdash Hashoni, the Kohen Gadol used to die very often. There was a big strain, a big expense for the Lishcha to have to pay for it. So therefore, Tkinu, the Rabbanan made at the convent to change it from the Raisa. Was supposed to take it from the Trumas HaLishcha, and the Rabbanan made a takana, the Ligva Miyoshim, that let the Yoshim pay for it, in order to save the money from the Lishcha. What happened later was, Kivon the Chos of the Koposhi Bo, since they saw that the Yoshim did not take care of it, they were Pasheya, they were negligent, and they did not buy the Mincha, and so, Ukmura the Yeraisa, that was a Tanai Bezdin. The Bezdin came down and put it back to the Yeraisa, that we should take the money from the Trumas HaLishcha, Mishal Tzibur. So if there was no steer on Rabbi Shimon, Shimon tackles Midiraisis that way, even though they were mistaken differently, then they put the Tekona back the way it's supposed to be Midiraisa. Another Tekona is, V'yal Poro, Shleye Moilim B'Yaforo, that there's no Mila on the Poraduma by its offering, as after they burn the Poraduma, its ashes, when they make the Mechatis, it has no Meisa Mila on it. So, where's the question? The Uraisi. Is that a Tekonim with the Rabbonin? The Chud has to be in the Uraisa. The Tani of the Lord like this. Chatesi. The Postik says Chatesi. Malam, it comes to teach us Shemoylem Bo that there's Issa Mila upon the Paraduma. The Kozman, the Paraduma is alive. There's Issa Mila on it. Then we dash in the Lashon of He Bo Moylem, but Biafor ain't Moylem. There's only an Issa Mila upon the Paraduma itself and not upon the Afora. Rashi says, we are poor means hainu, miyoisin, zayin, the verb is also one of the seven things. So, yehemelon biaforo, hanena miaforo, lo yeskayev kovimila. Whoever has enough from the aether, the ashes of the paraduma, you're not chayev kovimila. And so, Mara's question is the iraisa, because the boss says, chatesi, Rashi says, the poor exim malamech, shemoylem bo, kisha chatois, ach lo hoysolo, shas hetelakanim. Marshenkin, once they burn it, once it's dead already, and then we dash down the Yafora, there's no Issamila in Mailambo. So who it's a stira? How could we say it's at Kona Midirabon? There's no Issamila. The Khoras Midirab, that's Midiraisa, that there's no Issamila. So Marin says, Amaravashi, Shtei Takonis have with you, two Takonis Midirabon. And then it's about it like this. Leti Yeraisa, Midiraisa, Vada Bo Mailin. There's an Issamila in the Paradum itself. But the Afor and the Afor and the Yeshes of the Paradum main Moilin. Avadi Midiraisa is no Issa Mila upon the Yeshes. Not Oimer the Hegdish. There's not Oimer Lugvoy anymore. There's no Mamitzus Lugvoy anymore. There's no Issa Mila. But Kivon, the Chosu, when the Rabbonin saw to call mezalzli, but the people being mezalzel, they're like v'kavdi minei lemakosim. They used to use this eifer for the paraduma. They used to use it for their own wounds. They had a maka, a wound on the hand. They would use these ashes like to heal it. If so, goes the day mila. The rabbanim made exerim and the rabbanim. There should be nisa mila upon the eifer. The people should not use the stamazoi. The kivu nechos the kaposhim misofik azois ukmadi raisa. When they saw the people were stopped having a sofik hazor, means the person was a tummy mace, the din is supposed to have hazor, shlishi or shvi. Let's say you were sofik, so they were afraid to make the hazors, because they heard there's nisa milo, so they were afraid, like a mitzvah, they don't have a chiyuv to make the hazors, they'll be over nisa milo. So people were afraid to make hazors min ha-sofik. So therefore the bonnet came back and look me at your raisa. The Rabbanan put it back to the regular din midi raisa, that there's no nisa milo upon the afer of the paraduma. All right, turn over. We'll continue on. We'll do daf nun beis on the other side.